Feeling sidelined by God? He is the coach you can trust. A compilation.
Some years ago, when my son Jeremiah was 7, I coached his flag football team. One of his teammates was an adorable little guy named Max. Max is never going to be mistaken for the next Mean Joe Green. Max is the kind of young man who, if an ambulance went screaming by the practice field, would stop practice and say, "Let's pray." During one of our games, Max wanted to play another position instead of the one I had assigned to him. He saw how his teammates were scoring touchdowns and making plays on the ball. So he wanted to do what they were doing. He persistently let me know that he was not satisfied with the position I had him playing. Max stopped trusting me. However, as his coach and based on my NFL experience, I knew the position where Max would have the most success, especially given the ability he had. But more importantly, I loved Max and wanted him to succeed. At halftime, he shed some tears. He was mad at me. Through his tears, I told Max, "Trust me. I have you in the perfect position to make an interception. If you do your assignment with maximum effort like you've been coached, you will get an interception in this game to help us win. Trust me, Max. I love you." Later in the game, Max got an interception and returned it for a touchdown. His teammates lifted him up and celebrated his success. I ran from the other end of the field and lifted him up. Now I was crying. Next time you look around and find yourself doubting if God loves you because of the circumstances you're going through, just remember that your past, present, and future are held in the nail-pierced hands of Jesus. He knows the best position for you to be in. You can trust him, even when you don't understand. God's wisdom is his ability to orchestrate and choose the best means by which to accomplish the best end results. Because God is all-knowing, he has the knowledge to make wise choices. Because God is all-loving, we know that his choices are in our best interest. And because he is all-powerful, God has the power to achieve his end results by the means he chooses. In the governing of his universe, God makes no mistakes. He is the coach you can trust. Derwin L. Gray. Expect great things. Adversity comes in various ways. Injuries are an area most athletes have to deal with at one point or another. Many are lucky and, with God's help, play through an injury. However, it is hard to suffer an injury that requires rehabilitation or may take us out for the season. Satan brings thoughts of, "Why me? Why give me this talent and take it away?" Thoughts of quitting creep in. God does not want us in pain. It is a result of our sinful world. God wants us to make the best of an unfortunate situation. Although Job was not an athlete, remember that even though everything was taken away, his story ended with a blessing. Sometimes our plans for athletic success do not go as planned, but God can use the bad for good. As a three-sport athlete in high school, I had scholarship offers until my career-ending injury. But God gave me other opportunities in sports I had never dreamed of, and at elite levels I had only once hoped to achieve. He loves us and wants the best for us. Turn to him and expect great things. Jennifer Radell. His delays are not denials. God's word says, "Therefore do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised." I know by faith that once God's purpose has been accomplished through our times of affliction or adversity, and we have learned from it what he wants us to learn, we will receive what is promised. Just when this will be, we don't know. God's delays are not denials, and the Lord frequently allows our faith to be tested by having us continue to wait patiently for him. Look how Daniel's prayers were answered from the first day that he prayed, but it took 3 weeks before he actually received that answer. We can hold on to his promises because we're certain that what he has promised, he will, in his perfect time, also perform. It's a test of our faith when we have to wait patiently for him, but through it, we learn many precious lessons of patience and compassion for others. Maria Fontaine. In on the action. Sometimes it's just more comfortable to sit on the sidelines or be part of the crowd. But to me, this goes against what we are called to be as God's competitors. As true competitors, we should want to be in on the action, and when we can't, it burns on the inside. Whether we feel capable or not, if God, our coach, calls us up and gives us playing time, it is our job out of obedience to not sit on the sidelines, but to go into the game. If we have absolute faith in him and know that he will show us the way, it is pleasing to him. Plus, as it says in his word, God has not created us to be fearful. If we believe that, we can know that fear is straight from the enemy. 2 Timothy 1:7 tells us that God didn't give us a timid spirit, but one of power, love, and self-discipline. If we're called into the game, are we going to worry about our talents, or are we going to be disciplined and run in because God has the faith in us to put us in? Through Jesus Christ, we are given the keys to fully unlock all the confidence we need. As it says in Philippians 4:13, we can do all things through him who gives us strength. So, get off the sidelines, focus on him, and sprint toward the action. Scott Ditter. Surrendering to the moment. It is tough when you so desperately want to be part of something. You sense your calling. You have finally discovered what you were created for. Doors begin to open. Your anticipation builds and your dreams soar. You are dancing on top of the mountain. You are so close to realizing your potential that you can breathe it in. And then, bam! Something happens, often beyond your control. And before you can even say, Mary Poppins, you find yourself at the bottom of the valley, sidelined, watching, hurting, not even sure what happened. It feels unfair. Disappointment and discouragement quickly become your new best friends, hastily shoving aside exhilaration and excitement. The self-justification quickly rises. Why do they get a turn and I don't? Why are they more favored than me? Why would you make me wait? I'm so ready for this. Followed closely by the self-flagellation. What did I do wrong? Am I not good enough? Why don't you love me, God, like you do them? The internal storm rages. The battle begins for our dreams and expectations to be reinstated on our terms. Then we realize. There is nothing we can do except surrender to the moment. We cannot control the circumstances. We can try, but often that outcome is worse than if we had just waited. We don't know why God sidelines us at times. Maybe one day in the future we will, but in the midst of the waiting, we rarely understand. All we can do is trust. Trust that He is good. He has not brought us this far to sit us on the sidelines, watching and waiting for all eternity. That is not his plan, nor his heart. How can it be? Jesus said that the harvest is plentiful and the workers are few. We will not wait forever. Carissa Steffens. Wait with patience. We spend a lot of time in our lives waiting, because change is a process. Many people want change, but they don't want to go through the waiting process. But the truth is, waiting is a given. We are going to wait. The question is, are we going to wait the wrong or right way? If we wait the wrong way, we'll be miserable. But if we decide to wait God's way, we can become patient and enjoy the wait. It takes practice, but as we let God help us in each situation, we develop patience, which is one of the most important Christian virtues. Patience is a fruit of the Spirit. It's developed only under trial, so we must not run from difficult situations. But let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work, so that you may be people perfectly and fully developed with no defects, lacking in nothing. As we develop patience, the Bible says we finally feel completely satisfied, lacking nothing. Even our relationship with God involves progressive changes. We learn to trust God by going through many experiences that require trust. By seeing God's faithfulness over and over, we let go of trusting ourselves, and gradually we place our trust in Him. Looking at it like this, it is easy to see how timing plays an important part in learning to trust God. If He did everything we asked for immediately, we would never grow and develop. Timing and trust work side by side. Joyce Myers.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.